Take a minute to settle into your posture. Notice what's happening in your body. Adjust your posture so that it's right for you. Direct the attention to the breath. Let's take a few minutes to just settle with the flow of the breath, bringing all of the attention to meet the breath, allowing the attention and the breath to completely mix so that all of the breath meets all of the attention. Just resting fully and completely in the flow of breath. Noticing how often and how effortlessly the attention wanders away. And if it's possible for you, bring the attention back to the breath without struggling, without judgment or self-criticism, without creating an argument or a fight. Just bringing the attention back because it's already with you and allowing it to meet the breath that's already here. And let's expand the attention now. Instead of focusing just on the place where you feel the breath most directly, allow the attention to include the rest of the sensation of the body. Let's begin with the torso, sensing not just the sensation of the breath, but the rest of the torso, the chest, the shoulders, and the back. Looking to find whatever sensation is present in this area. You could scan the area to see if there's a specific sensation and then focus in on that sensation. Or you could have a wider focus of your attention if you like and try to experience all of the different parts of the torso at the same time, as if you were sensing the entire torso as a single unit. and then expanding the attention a little bit more to include the arms and the hands and the legs and the feet, so that now you're experiencing the sensation of the body all the way from the tips of the toes up through the legs, pelvis, abdomen, chest, back, arms, and legs. The sensation of the fingers and the hands and the feet, the arms and the legs, and the center of the body, the torso and the back. There may be so much happening that it's hard to know where to direct the attention. And if that's the case, you can do whatever feels comfortable. You might decide just not to direct the attention and let it go to whatever sensation is most prominent. You might scan all the different sensations in an organized kind of a way, starting at the shoulders and working your way down through the arms and hands, chest, belly, back, pelvis, legs, and feet. Or you might experiment with feeling this entire set of sensations as a single experience, seeing if you can let your focus be wide enough to include all of these different sensations at the same time. If this becomes confusing, if it feels like too much is happening, come back to the simple, easy flow of the breath in the center of the body. And then when you feel that you've stabilized your attention, just allowing it to expand again, relaxing a little bit more and feeling more of the sensation of the body. And finally, including in with this the sensation of the head and neck, so that now all of your body, all of the sensations that are happening in this moment, are part of your mindfulness practice. The breath no longer has a special status. It's just one more sensation in the center of the body. And see if you can rest with the sense of the entire body all at once. And then whenever you'd like, you can pick out an individual sensation, something that you feel in a shoulder or a leg or the head or face, and just sense into that experience. Feel that sensation directly with this moment of attention. And then, when that moment is over, you can direct the attention to another sensation. There's no right way and no wrong way to do this. You're just noticing whatever it is that you find without any particular agenda. Always remembering that you can just return to the breath for as long as you like, whenever that is helpful. And just practicing in this way for a few minutes, using any sensation, any experience of the body as the focus of your attention, just resting your attention with that sensation for as long as it lasts. When you find a sensation, drawing the attention to meet it more closely and more directly, just like you would bring the attention in to experience the breath more closely. Now experiencing all of the sensations of the body in the same way. Let's shift the focus of the attention now. Let's let go of the body completely, and instead of focusing on the breath or physical sensations, let's bring the attention to meet the sounds that are happening in your environment right now. Noticing all of the sounds, and when you find a sound, seeing if you can bring the attention to meet that sound more closely, listening more and more closely. Hearing not just the more obvious sound, but listening even more closely to see if there are more subtle sounds underneath it. Not just noticing that a sound is happening, but listening more closely so that you hear its texture, any subtle variation, the exact sensation of that sound with as much precision as you can, just right now. You never know what sound will happen next. You just have to listen as closely as you can, just keeping the attention open. In the same way that you've been listening to sounds now, shift the attention to experience thoughts. Just like sounds, you never know when the next thought will come. Wait for a thought to happen, and then, when you notice it, experience it as fully and as directly as you can, right in that moment. Just look right at it and experience it. What is it? How do you experience it? Is it a sound or a visual image or something else? Try to catch the thought in the moment that it happens. Right in that moment, look directly at it. Stay with it for as long as it lasts. When you find yourself noticing that no thoughts are happening, check to see if that's a thought, if you're thinking that there are no thoughts, and just notice that. And finally, for just a few minutes, let's let go of any attempt to pick a focus for our attention and just notice whatever it is that happens. Notice whatever is most prominent. Sounds, sensations in the body, thoughts, whatever it is that takes your attention, just notice that. Don't create anything. And don't try to undo anything. Whatever happens is exactly what you should notice right in that moment. If you can find nothing in this moment, just look to see what is most prominent, as if you were scanning the body. Scan your experience. What you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're hearing. Just find whatever it is that is most prominent in your experience and notice it for as long as it lasts. As always, if this feels confusing, or you begin to feel lost, or like you need to recapture your balance, come back to the breath. It's always there. You can always use it. And then when you've settled again, let go of the breath and just let the next experience come to you. Maybe it's just frustration that you can't do this. Just notice that right in the moment that you find it. And finally, let's return to the breath. But now remember that every time a distraction arises, a sensation in the body, a wandering thought, or a sound, just use that distraction as an object of your meditation. Bring your attention directly to meet it, and you never have to leave the present moment. And you can sustain your mindfulness no matter what happens in your experience. Because every experience that happens is just happening in the moment that you find it. And mindfulness practice only asks you to notice the experience that is present right now. So there is no way that you can really be distracted from the present moment unless you make a judgment about something or give yourself a hard time. Let's practice in this way. Using the breath as an anchor, but noticing everything that happens as part of the experience of the present moment. And now as we come to the end of this period of sitting meditation, remember as you practice mindfulness in everyday life that you can use whatever it is that you find as an object for your mindfulness. It doesn't have to be special. You just have to notice it.